Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And some very interesting baseball audio coming up here in just a moment. Maybe I'll just get you the quotes. But, you know, the Rangers have struggled. We have been wondering, like, what's wrong with this team? Why are they not coming together like they did in 2023? And perhaps we have an explanation as they sit here 2.5 back of Seattle. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., there's Broadus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control. Chiefs in the house, and it's just the four of us today. Wolchuk will be back probably next week. I think he's off the rest of the week.
Yeah,
and I am as well. This is my last show before I do my annual trip out to Oregon to visit my parents and recreate up in the mountains around Bend. Should be epic. And here's Kevin Pillar, recently released from the Rangers.
I thought they would be a little bit tighter as a group. I thought it would be like. You know, kind of like my experience in Atlanta. That was probably one of the tightest groups since, I was in Toronto. It's like everyone just, you know, pulled on the same rope. Everyone wanted to hang out. Everyone wanted to do everything together. Everyone, you know, winning was the most important thing every day. And, when I got in the clubhouse in Texas, you know, there's a lot of talent in there, and there's just a lot of individual stuff going on. A lot of guys are doing their own thing. You might not see people till the game goes on. Guys are kind of just doing their own thing, whether they have their own, and it's not a knock against people that have their own routines, right? Some people, you know, have routines where they do like training room and they do their own stuff in the weight room. You know, they have everything kind of timed out. You know, as you get older in the game, you earn that right to kind of like, this is how I go through my routine.
No BP.
Yeah, not a lot of BP, not a lot of, stretching together. And I just felt like maybe for me just being kind of the outcast, because it's a lot of the same guys there that won the World Series. So maybe I was kind of on the outside. I was kind of looking more of a way to kind of, you know, get in that inner circle. And a lot of that times that comes through, you know, stretch and BP where you're, you know, you talk about things other than baseball. You get to know guys a little bit more. And that would even start like in spring training. But to me, the reason I think a lot of guys just got off to a bad start individually, and the pitching was so good, and we were still winning. They were still winning games. I guess it was we at the time. They were still winning games. It just seemed like the winning didn't seem. A lot of guys weren't like enjoying that we were winning games. You know, a lot of people got caught up in their own failures.
Wow, there's Kevin Pillar as we get breaking news in just now across the console. Here's Chiafalo.
Josh Jung optioned to Round Rock, ladies and gentlemen, and Jake Berger activated from the 10-day injured list. So that just happened from Rangers PR 2 minutes ago.
That is a massive. You know, I just think that 0-for-5 again last night when everybody's doing well. It's time that, you know, you give him a chance basically to go away and maybe get his confidence up and come back. But it also sends a message to everybody else in the organization. That's a completely different topic. But, you know, maybe it goes into what Kevin Pillar's talking about. Like, it's just a very difficult environment for anybody to get something good going right now at 877-881-1053. I mean, what do you make of this audio and Josh Jung heading down to the minors?
Well, Josh Jung factor, I think it was only a matter of time. Like, we're all kind of looking around going, when are you going to do this? And you've seen them send guys like Berger down. Adolis gets rest days. Wyatt Langford, to some extent, getting a couple of days here and there. It's like, yeah, when are you going to do that for Josh Jung? Because he's been so bad, so bad. So I love it, and hopefully this is one. Evan Carter, to start the season, go get that confidence up, my friend, and then come on back. And this is not the last we'll see of the Jungle Cat this season, but he needs this right now. We all need it. I think we're all sick of watching him.
Yeah.
So there's that. But the Pillar stuff, that is, I do think that is, it's hard to give it 100% credence just because it's a guy who is no longer with the team. He's just retired. Who knows what his aspirations are post-baseball. He's out here giving takes. But I do think you have to take what he says with some understanding that you do have a lot of guys that are just kind of to themselves. And I think there are some elements to some of your big-name players, guys like a Corey Seager, guys like even a Jacob deGrom, from when we're there in spring training, we're in the clubhouse, it's not like you see them buddy-buddying. And they're kind of off doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I think it gets lost sometimes. Hey, this is a team sport. And it's not that you can't do it with guys like that, because we've seen them do it.
Who's going to set the tone, though?
But who's going to set the tone? Who's going to be the guy to say, okay, we got a Kevin Pillar coming in the building. Let's make sure this guy feels like he's a part of the team. Who's going to take that initiative? It's so much easier for somebody inside the clubhouse to welcome somebody in than the guy who's coming in from the outside and wedge his way in.
Yeah.
Right?
And the best players really don't want to take any time because they're in their own world. They're introverts. It's no fault of their own. I don't think it's being unprofessional. It's just who they are as people. And who they are as teammates. And I don't think all teams have to be kumbaya. Certainly teams have won it all that don't like each other.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't. I mean, when you build a team, I'm not asking you to hang out with everybody every day. Not asking you to. I'm just asking you to play hard when you're all together.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, what happens away from the field is, you know, that's your personal business and stuff like that. I mean, now, I can understand, you know, Kevin Pillar, and you look at situations, and sometimes you're with places that are really, really tight knit. The problem is they came out of training camp, and there was a lot of expectations for them as hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happened is when they started losing games, but they were getting pitching or they weren't hitting, a lot of guys didn't even know where to turn. You had so many guys that were not doing their job. That probably there wasn't a lot of camaraderie. You know, there was nobody there to pick everybody up. You had so many guys with such a bad start that it probably was a little embarrassing to be in the locker room or have any interaction with anybody. You know, you hadn't been through that. This team 2 years ago was a World Series champion team. A lot of guys are still here. But if you're playing that poorly, maybe your interaction with your teammates, you're just kind of like embarrassed that, listen, I'm sorry, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to have any interaction with you right now.
Or you're worried about going to the minors, or you're worried about your career coming to an end. Like, it's an individual sport. I think there's a lot of pressure and expectations inside those guys and themselves. So, I mean, you can talk about the toxicity of losing, but even when you win and guys aren't happy for the team, I think that's kind of where, you know, maybe it becomes a red flag. Like, if you can't celebrate the winning and it's just about the team, or at least make other people feel, you can't fake your way through that. Like, nobody wants to go 0-for-5. Right. But if you can't fake your way through, like Marcus Semien fakes his way through that like a total pro.
Right.
But I don't know how many other people were doing it. But then it goes to, I mean, did they make a mistake letting go of your glue guys like Janko, like Heaney, like Hedgie?
Yeah.
You know, like those had to be incredibly key pieces for Bochy, you know, because Bochy's pops. He's in his what, early to mid 70s. Yeah. He's not going to go into the clubhouse and mix it up with guys and get rah-rah going or get conversation going. He's the wise old man, and you love that about him. But, you know, I think this is the challenge of having introverts as your best players.
Yes, yes, especially when it comes to your position players, because I think there is maybe a distinction with the pitchers. I think these guys step in and you see them, they're producing, especially this year at a high level, guys that are brand new. But you have a guy in Nathan Eovaldi who really takes charge of that to say, I'm going to make everybody in here feel like we are one as a unit. And I think even Mad Dog probably does a pretty good job of that just as the pitching coach. Mm-hmm. But you have that guy who is one of your best dudes, and he takes it very seriously, and that's his personality. Like you said, you can't just force that. You don't just walk in one day as an introvert and become Nathan Eovaldi. That's a unique dude. But when you're team building, CY, that's something that you have to consider.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say we want grinders, we want guys that are committed to their craft and professional and mindful and everything, but something's got to be said about the vibes on in a team sport, especially in light of, you know, how this thing has underperformed post-championship.
And to be fair on that front, I think there was a lot of expectation that Jock Peterson, from a position player standpoint, was going to be that, but he, of course, didn't produce at all. And then he's like his season has not even really allowed for that to be the case. So I think there was some vision with that when it comes to Jock Peterson. And hopefully he can rekindle some of that at some point here. But that was obviously a swing and a miss to date.
Well, is it do you worry about in this day and age where you have roster turnover as much as we do that you're not going to have tight locker rooms and you're not going to have like the things that he's seeking there? As a player, I mean that you're just when you're an outsider coming in and you're with other outsiders and you don't really know these guys and you're trying to I'm this guy, I want to fit in, I want to be a part of this, but these rosters just turn over so much.
Yeah, I think that's why it's important to have those key guys as leaders. You know, because introverts, what happens with them is they're going to take extra long to warm up to somebody, maybe 3-4 years.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's your leaders, then they're never going to connect.
I think we're in a day and age of sport where these rosters, it's really hard. Yeah, if you could keep your glue guys, but your glue guys, you might not be able to keep your glue guys because you can't afford them anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the glue guy is great until all of a sudden glue guy goes from making veteran minimum to also making, you know, something else.
Yeah, the glue guys almost don't matter until you're good enough for it to matter.
Glue guy needs to be good in baseball, though, too, or football or wherever. You know?
I mean, Hedgie wasn't. What was he hitting, like 180?
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, he was the one guy that was really just there for the vibes.
But
everybody else does have to produce.
Okay, yeah, and what happened when the next year? Who went after him? Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. Did he sign with the Guards?
Yeah,
he went back because they offered him more money. I'm sure the Rangers would love to have him back.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of a sudden it turns into, you went from being key glue guy to, okay, we can't afford you anymore, or somebody wants you more than, or willing to pay you more. I think the same thing with Janko, too. You know, like all of a sudden it's like, you know, we're glad you're back, but, you know, next thing you know, when you start making money, then we can't afford you anymore.
Okay, here's a question for you. What time do we have Sandler today?
4:40
per huge. Okay. Brought to you by Blue Nail.
Yep.
Now, how hard is he going to dunk on this? How personally offended is Jared going to feel about Pilar's statements?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, about an 8.
I'm going to say he's probably not. I think Jared's been pretty good with us about...
He's been measured.
No.
But this is right at his guy. This is about Seager, isn't it?
Well, I think this is about really all of them. I think this, you know, but he's not going to say anything bad about Pilar. He's not. He's just not going to do it. I think Jared's been really good with us about... Remember, we kind of bring up some stuff about trading guys. And all that. We always talk with things about Jared, and he kind of shoots it pretty straight with us about that. So I'm going to say he's not going to be. I'm going to say this is going to be. This is 4.
It is possible, though, that Pilar just had a bad experience because the team had expectations.
Team wasn't very good.
And people were being quiet, and he wanted to bro it up, and there was nobody to bro with him because they were all, you know, bummed out. Or maybe they had their own friends already because this team's been around and together for a long time.
Yeah, but like spring training, there shouldn't be any of that. It's just nothing but hope trafficking and excitement. And here comes – this is where we build that camaraderie before we get into – the grind of the excuses of losses and everybody's not producing. You haven't even gotten to that point. So when you're out in surprise, what's going on? Is there any type of, hey, let's get to know each other.
Well, you have a situation nowadays, too, but don't the guys that have families, don't these guys all make enough money where they own homes out there and stuff?
There's plenty of that for sure.
They bring their families, so really going out and having a cold beer at night and all that, and they play basically every damn day, right? Like you talk about the movie Groundhog Day. They live the same day every single day, but I think a lot of these players have their families out there, and so you don't have the camaraderie that you once had of away for spring training.
And Dirk was actually just talking about this. Did you see that quote? He said, when I came into the league, on the buses and flights, everybody was talking constantly. Yeah. In the locker room, you built these great relationships, and by the time he was on his way out of the league, nobody talked anymore because they were in their own worlds. And if you got your own world with your phone and then your family there, like, when are you going to, you know, do this kind of thing? And maybe it's going to matter less and less, but that's interesting. You know, a guy that's been a part of a lot of successful teams. I know one of the techs says he's known as kind of a D-bag, so maybe he's just like spouting off.
I'm sure there's plenty of elements to this.
Maybe he's bitter. I could see that. Like, nobody wants to be cut. You decided, oh, I'm going to go back and be on the Rangers. This is going to be fun, right? Yeah. And then it's just a totally bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people get kicked off the team 2 months in and have good things to say about anybody?
Yeah, it's a great point.
I love this story from Dorian Finney-Smith. Reportedly left the Lakers because he found out Rob Pelinka was trying to tank his value around the league. Huh. He's trying to get a value on Dorian. He's like, oh, yeah, you don't want this guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to sign him. You know, obviously, former agent has a lot of contacts, and Rob Pelinka, powerful guy. I mean, he groomed Nico into giving him a generational talent. But the Lakers are in big trouble. Even with Nico not taking what he could in that trade, Dorian Finney-Smith has been great friends with Luka Doncic. I don't know if that's changed, but that was the story when he was here. Like, it was Luka and Dodo quite a bit. So how is Doncic looking at the Lakers situation now? Could he leave? Would you want to leave if you're Luka? I think I would. Unless you can come up with a great plan. This is going nowhere fast. Now, maybe new hedge fund money or whatever bottom up is as a great plan for me and the agent. But right now I'm looking around and there's no reason to be confident based on their team building moves over the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting because he has an opportunity to re-up with them starting in early August, I think. Luka does. And so between now and then, we'll see what develops for them. And does he feel like, okay, let me just go ahead and jump on this? Or does he go into the season without signing that? I think that'll be a huge truth serum on where he's at mentally.
All right, great stuff. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I wish Woolchuck was here. We got the C-Note coming up next, and I got some reactions to what Warren Sharp's saying about the man that I think Woolchuck believes is the best quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And that's coming up next year. G-Bag Nation, The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time here for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening every day at 3:20. As we're 9.5 weeks from week one of the NFL season. What are we, like 18 days from having Brian and Oxnard, something like that?
Yeah, I leave on the 21st.
It's exciting. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Josh Young sitting down. And as performance-based business, CY tells us that almost every week. Anything can happen if you're not playing. And I think that was a no-brainer. Might have just been waiting to get some other guys hot. Maybe Berger coming back allows them to shift.
Absolutely. Yep. Because those
Josh Smith play third now, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's I think
keeps him in the lineup.
Seeing plenty of that. By the way, Shams has Dante Exum returning to the Mavericks.
Okay. All right.
So there's another guy who can handle the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Skilled player. I think when he came into the league, the goal was to make him a point guard, and that didn't work out. But he's point guard-ish, right? And a bigger guy. When his three ball is falling, I think he helps you a lot. But it's just rare that you get that kind of experience. Okay, C-note here. I want to start with this tweet from Warren Sharp about Joe Burrow, Bengals quarterback. Like, how can you not listen to this and think anything other than he's the best in the NFL? And that's no disrespect to Mahomes or Allen or Jackson. Despite the worst pass protection, despite the NFL most quick pressure faced, like, okay, so you get the worst pass protection and it's breaking down the quickest. They're losing and they're losing the quickest. You have the shortest amount of time to throw in the entire league. Burrow has produced elite passing statistics the last 4 years. Number one in overall completion rate. Number one in third down completion rate. Number two in accuracy. Number two, best passer rating. Number three, best touchdown rate. Number four, touchdown to interception ratio. Number five, yards per attempt. This is all over the last 4 years with Joe Burrow, with the worst protection and the least amount of time to throw. I mean, I know they didn't make the playoffs, right? And we do judge quarterbacks by the results, right? I keep getting reminded of that as I'm trying to throw bail to Dak Prescott. And I guess that matters. But to me, when we're really talking about it, like if the world wants to say we evaluate quarterbacks by results, that's fine. I'm used to thinking the world is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my own thing, and I have a hard time seeing that in this situation, Joe Burrow's not the best quarterback in today's NFL. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, what he's been able to do, especially when it comes to the pressure that he faces and especially the quick pressure stuff, it's ridiculous. And he's got the cold-blooded nature as well to where you trust him late in the game to go to make the plays. I think even the most results-oriented people look at the Bengals last year and are blaming everything other than Joe Burrow. Like, that defense was historically disgusting. They were putting up a ridiculous number of points week in, week out, and still unable to make the playoffs. He's awesome, and it's really he's been in the mix. I think Mahomes with the Super Bowls obviously puts him in a little bit of a different light for most people, but Burrow has taken him down as well in an AFC championship and gotten to a Super Bowl. So he's right there. When you're talking about the cream of the crop quarterbacks, I think there's a clear four, and it's Burrow, it's Mahomes, it's Allen, and it's Lamar.
Yeah.
Like that's the clear four. And I think Jaden Daniels, it's only 1 year sample. So we got to see that extend a little bit longer. But if you just looked at last year alone, Jaden Daniels is in that mix as well. He was unbelievable last year.
Yeah.
But Joe Burrow consistently, he's also had the injury stuff as well.
Sure.
That has kind of thrown things off a little bit. Mm-hmm. But But yeah, the dude's phenomenal. I don't think anybody's got much respect for his head coach, Zach Taylor, who's also the offensive coordinator, designer guy. Nobody's got much in the way of respect for him. Nobody respects the offensive line. It's just, Joe, we got two stud receivers for you. Go make crap happen. And it's just 30-plus points left and right.
Yeah, the pressure, like, bothers other quarterbacks. And I don't know what is it about Joe. I think it's just that he's so tough that he doesn't mind the bone-crushing hit as much.
Yes.
Or maybe he hasn't played long enough to fear it. Like, I think Dak fears running now because of what happened to his leg. And maybe Joe should as well because of the injuries that he's taken. But, like, how can the pressure not impact accuracy more than it does with him? I don't know.
Well, he's always played that way, though. I mean, if you go back, his 19 team at LSU was... It was one of the best teams in college football, in the history of college football, with the talent that was on that team. But his junior year, I mean, you could tell that he was different. He was special. He's so tough-minded, and he's willing to stand there and take hits and be, and deal with that. That's his ability, his ability to kind of move around and buy chances and extra chances is something that he's kind of developed. But I've never seen anybody just stand there and deliver the ball with things just coming down all around him. And he's got that confidence that he's going to get the pass off, and he's carried that down to the Bengals. They've had some terrible offensive line situations there. And he just continually stands there and makes throws, and he doesn't flinch. I saw him almost get knocked. I mean, they're playing a game, they're playing the Fiesta Bowl against Central Florida, and he gets just destroyed. And from that point on, it was kind of like they can't break this guy. You cannot break his spirit as a passer, because he will stand there, and no matter how bad it's happening all day, and if he has to throw 50 passes, he will stand there and throw 50 passes. It just doesn't bother him.
Yeah, it's a different kind of nerve.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's okay. So I wish I had the sound right here, but like Joe Burrow is likened to like a serial killer. Mm-hmm. He's likened to a first responder, to where like there was a sociology professor that was also a coach of his that like from an early age realized that he handled things different, to where like his blood pressure is the same when he's chilling or when he's in a very high intense situation. So that applies, I think, late in the game when it's nut crunching time, you got to go make a play, or also when you're standing in the face of pressure. It's just a very unique skill set and DNA that he has, where he's big and tall, he's mobile, and then he's also just cool, calm, and collected when he's in the midst of chaos. It's a very unique skill.
All right, so the G-Bag Nation's C-note here on The Fan. Next headline here, we have 2025 receiving core rankings. This is a Pro Football Focus. We've talked, I think, this week about how so many of these different stats are not putting the Cowboys very high at all. Defensive line last week was 12th. And I thought, okay, we're getting to wide receivers. Time for the real strength of this football team. Maybe they're overweighting how good your third and fourth guys are. Maybe they're underrating Jake Ferguson. But they have the dang Cowboys down here at 16th. I was shocked to see them that low. The Kansas City Chiefs, Rice, Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce. I mean, it was the cupboard was bare last year. I thought that was a reason why Patrick Mahomes barely had a top 10 quarterback season. The Commanders with McLaurin and Noah Brown, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, and Debo, better than the Cowboys. Are you guys agreeing with these? Because that's how Pro Football Focus has ranked this. What do you think? Did they overweight how important the other spots are beyond wide receiver one and wide receiver two? Because I guarantee there are a lot of teams that would happily trade places with the Cowboys with flipping CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Yeah, I guess they have no respect for everything outside of that.
Yeah.
It's like we'll give you Lamb and Pickens, which is a lot to be given, but they when you're talking about tight ends, I don't think nationally there's much Ferguson respect. And then who's wide receiver three is as good as anybody's guess right now.
I think that they don't respect I shouldn't say respect or lack of. I don't think they know what the scheme is going to be. I think that's a big problem. And I know I've said that a bunch, but I really do. I feel like that people who evaluate these wide receivers, they're not really sure what you know. And if we had a little bit of history of what, and we have history of Schottenheimer play caller, but we haven't had Schottenheimer play caller with Pickens, Lamb, you know, Ferguson, Dak. We haven't had that. But if we had a sample size, I think maybe that you would see that those guys might be a little bit higher. But there's so much unknown about this offense and this scheme and how they're going to attack people. I think that's where, like, okay, yeah, I want to believe in Pickens. Yeah, I want to Lamb, absolutely. But what's his play caller going to do? How's he going to attack people? We don't know that. I think that's why they're not rated as high as they should.
I mean, I think if you're looking at fantasy, like maybe they aren't going to have the passing attempts because of how much they've talked about running the football. But wow, you know, I Jake Ferguson was a Pro Bowler 2 years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and I'm in agreement.
Got 49 balls last year, 7 touchdowns.
But you know, see, that's what I'm saying. They don't. Nobody really knows. Are they going to go back to things that you saw when Dak Prescott was an MVP candidate? You know, 3 years ago. Are they going to go back to those types of ways, or is this going to be a completely different offensive attack? And I think that's where experts are kind of like, well, we'll have to wait and see because they really don't know.
Nah, but I do think it is plenty of disrespect. Like seeing some of the teams that they have ahead of them, I don't agree with it. I think the Cowboys should be.
Is there any team that has, like, are the Bears ahead of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Houston is.
Okay. See, we have an idea about Houston, though. We do have an idea about, like, you
know, I mean, Nico's good and Dalton Schultz is good, but Tank Dell's hurt.
Yeah. I mean, they drafted Jaden Higgins, but that's a rookie. Jalen Noel, they traded for Christian Kirk. So it's, I guess I somewhat understand that one, but you could make the case for sure for the Cowboys. Even a team like the Dolphins, they have it 7. And it's just simply Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe this is underrating the Cowboys season, Brian.
Well, I think that, like I say, there's a lot of people, like, no Pro Football Focus. If you look at where they have the 2026 mock draft, they have Dallas picking at 9. So they don't think Dallas is going to be any good. You know, if you're picking 9, I mean, you picked 12 last year. Now you're picking 9. That's a couple more losses right there.
I think that's realistic, but I don't think it's because your wide receivers aren't very good.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's because your defense sucks.
Yeah. And maybe your offense is going to be one-dimensional and only able to pass.
They had your edges, they had them ranked as 16th, like middle of the pack. You know?
And that's supposed to be the strongest.
Take that back, 12. I think they were 12.
Defensive line as a whole, they had them 12. 12, right.
Yeah.
Landry had drumming up some scuttlebutt. I'll just leave you with this as an ender. They say you should trade Scooney to Miami after they sent Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. I kind of want to hang on to Scooney. I get the case would be that Spanford's about to take his gig, so he's going to be sitting on the bench as a recent second rounder, and you should see if somebody wants to bet on his upside right now. I kind of want to bet on his upside as a two-way tight end. Especially if somebody gets hurt.
He catches the ball much better than Spanford. I mean, and you know, the block, and I think that we overrate Spanford as a blocker because of his size.
Okay.
I think there's some elements to his game that Spanford, I see the love for him because of the size, and maybe he's flashed a few things, but he has got to be much better catching the football.
Okay, let's get to Krusty's Corner. What do you have in store for us today?
Yeah, I got some questions for my guys before we get to camp. We'll do.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Josh Jung has been sent down to the minors. Another big day as the Rangers try to win a series tonight against the Orioles. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Sands in an hour. We'll talk about all this and more. Here's Brian with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, Brian.
Thank you very much, Gerald. Thank you to Reliant as well. Thank you guys, too, for holding it down for me yesterday. Really appreciate that.
Our pleasure.
It was really good of you guys. I was struggling a little bit with some off-the-field stuff, but everything seems to be okay. Health-wise, so we're good to go. All right, Eric and I, we had a Love of the Star broadcast podcast today.
Did you say everything seems to be okay mouth-wise? Is that what you said?
I think it was.
Did I say mouth-wise?
Maybe he did say mouth. I think it was health.
I thought I said health.
Okay.
I thought I said health.
Maybe it's mouth health.
I thought I said health wise.
Okay.
I thought I did. I might have. All right, man. I'm
doing three different things, so you know, I probably missed it.
On the text, did I say mouth? I'm sorry.
It's a good clarification, though, because if it is a mouth situation.
Yeah.
No, everything's
good. Tell us about that.
Everything's good, I think.
It's private.
Yeah.
Private. I think I'm okay.
The woman's under the weather.
Unspoken.
Yeah. Well, no, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you guys for that.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right,
anytime,
Dawson.
You know, you're a workaholic. You need to do this more often, bro. Okay?
No, I
please take more days off.
I feel bad when I do. That's what I'm saying. I feel bad because, like I said, I just.
We were talking yesterday how you're probably like having withdrawals from work.
I was
you
listening.
You feel bad? Henry Ford got you then. He got it. He won.
I did. Henry
feel
Ford.
Feel bad if you don't work.
I do. I feel bad when I don't work.
Gotcha.
I do.
I do too.
All right. By the way, like I say, listen to Love of the Star. Eric and I put a lot of work
great
in it.
Great pod. Yeah, I retweeted it.
Well, thank you. We had a lot of good questions. And I'm always, this time of year, you know, because you're looking for content and stuff like that to talk about. And I love talking about this football team. And Gavin mentioned that I'll be at training camp here on the 21st.
And then we fly in on the 27th, I think.
Yeah. So I'll be there for catch you some practices before then. But looking forward to that, having everybody out there. And Eric and I went through these questions, and I wanted to ask this one because of and I'll start with you, Eric, because of you and I doing this, because I want to get your opinion of this. And the question was about if you could sign one or more free agent before training camp, you know, and the question was like, if you could sign one or more free agent before training camp, who would it be and why? Is it Stephon Gilmore? And the question is, why would he be the guy that you would sign? My answer on this one was Asante Samuel. I'm trying to figure out where he is health-wise, and that might cost me too much money, but I kind of know what Gilmore is, and maybe I'm going to try and shoot a little bit bigger here, go for a little bit bigger fish if I can do that. Because I was when I moved on from Gilmore, I was okay with it,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know if things are going to get better, but I'm gonna keep an eye on Samuel. But is there another free agent, or does Samuel does a corner, or does it a position you want to add? Go ahead and throw that in there too.
Yeah, I mean your cornerback situation is pretty dire, so I love the idea of an Asante Samuel. Of course, you got to check the. the injury stuff and make sure he's cleared there.
The neck, yeah.
Yeah, and the shoulder that kept, I mean, he played four games last year.
Yeah.
But he does have the inside-outside flex, which is something that this team could use certainly right now as well. So I like that idea for sure. I'm down for either one of those guys, whether it be Gilmore or Asante Samuel. My biggest desire, and I just don't know that there's somebody out there that you can just go get, but I want somebody that can be a run stuffer in the middle of the defensive line. I want a one technique that I know is better than Mozzie Smith. I'm hopeful about Jay Toya.
Yeah.
But that's a seventh round rookie, so expectations can't be too high there. But to me, that is probably my biggest concern right now. And I would love if there was some type of, you know, Jonathan Hankins or whatever that's floating around out there. I just don't think there really is. Yeah. So you would have to find somebody with a log jam. I think Detroit's one of those. Detroit's the team that I'm looking at after Ragnow retired on them.
Right.
They might need a interior offensive lineman. We got some of those. I think they got a handful of interior defensive linemen. Maybe we could do a little bit of a player swap. I'd be on the phone with that team.
All right, let me circle back with you then. Are you interested? How interested are you then in moving on? You said interior offensive lineman for the Cowboys. Who are you interested? Do you have somebody in mind that you're going to try and get a bigger fish with?
Well, I don't even know that it's necessarily a big fish, but just an equal type of player for, can we do a player swap? Brock Hoffman.
Okay.
TJ Bass.
Okay.
Robert Jones. One of those guys on the interior offensive line that, you know, when you get down to roster cutting time, you might have to make some tough calls. There's teams out there that are going to need offensive linemen.
How quickly are you going to do that, though? I mean, would you like to get this done, like, right now, or do you want to wait till you see what you got with JT at camp and then go from there?
Yeah, I don't have to be in a huge rush before training camp necessarily, but before the season starts. So you got time. You got time.
I would like to, if we're going to do this, if we're going to go and try and get a real guy and not just maybe a camp guy or a guy that can fill in, let's try and do this now then. Let's get it done. I'm not.
Well, I got no issue with that either.
Yeah, I'm not interested in all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, this guy's not working out for us. I want to get this guy in and see if we really got something is what I want to do. I'm not interested in waiting until the very end and then all of a sudden in week one we're trying to get a guy ready to play in the game.
Agreed.
If you feel like it's that important a position, and I totally agree with you, if you feel it's that important, let's go do this now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not wait around and hope that we can make a waiver claim or something like that. Because then all of a sudden that guy has to try and fit in and
get in shape, and then he's a free agent.
And then there's four weeks into the season and the guy really hasn't stepped up yet and you've missed opportunities. Go do this thing now.
I wonder what kind of different configuration Eberflus might want in the middle there. Is it another guy to get upfield? Like, is a big defensive tackle going to be that important? And if you can't make an improvement there now, I think you can make slot corner a lot better with Hilton. You know, and I think you can get him for $4 or $5 million.
Okay.
I like that. Mike Hilton's pretty solid at the nickel spot. That's another guy with some injury stuff for sure. But at this point, they're all going to have their own little wards. Yeah. But he would be a guy for sure that I think would step in and probably be your best nickel the day he gets here.
If you don't want Bland to be there. I think they're going to have to get a bridge, though. Maybe Hall or somebody like that will work out for some of the other positions and stuff. And maybe Revell. I'm hearing good things about Revell, but you know, I can't tell you, you know, if Revell's going to be completely ready for training camp and stuff like that. I've heard positive things. I know that for sure Diggs, they won't know about Diggs until the middle of August.
I saw you tweet that. Do you think it's possible he plays week one?
No.
Okay.
I really don't.
Because I was looking at the recovery from that microfracture surgery.
I don't think so.
They were saying that, you know, because he's coming back from an ACL the previous year, like you should have really let this thing go.
Yeah.
And then if you are Diggs, why do you want to rush back if the team's planning on letting you go? I want to get 100% healthy, play about three games well, and then go into free agency.
Well, he might be in a situation too where like he needs to play to show people he can play.
Yeah,
because if he doesn't play, then he's going to be tabbed as an injured guy, and he's missed the latter part of two seasons. And any kind of money he's going to make, he's not going to make any money at all.
Yeah, but I definitely don't want to rush back and get hurt again because then it's over.
Oh, I know.
So how many games do I need?
And I would say that would probably be his attitude.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably something in his mind right now. Why do I need to rush back?
Okay, and then the other side of that is if you're the Cowboys, do you want him back? Because then if he gets hurt, next year is guaranteed.
Yeah.
At some point in the season, if we're not above 500, I'm just going to put Diggs on ice and let this thing end so we can move on from him with 100% bill of health.
Sure. This question was asked too, Dawson.
Sure.
And it came from our friend Tyler G. And Tyler asked, if you could choose one position group to play like a top five unit in the league, what group would you choose?
Offensive line. Yeah, you give me a great offensive line right now. You make them blitz to get home on Dak. If they can pressure Dak with four, it is over. 100% over. Because if they can pressure Dak with four, they can also stop your run very easily. Usually anyway. So yes, offensive line.
Yeah, that's the right answer. And you get points if your answer is the secondary.
Yeah, you and I had the discussion today about the secondary and the offensive line.
Those are the only two that you can acknowledge right here. And they both make sense, but I think ultimately the offensive line matters quite a bit more. You have an awesome offensive line, you're going to have an awesome offense. And you're going to make what a lot of people think is the worst running back room in the league look at the very least respectable. Your passing game's going to be on point. You're going to score points.
Yeah.
You're going to help your defense by having that. Your offensive line literally makes everything better.
I thought, like you say, we had the discussion that was both those groups, and I immediately said offensive line just because, but man, I do have concerns about the secondary in the way that
totally.
And I know we're talking about being worried about being run on. I worry if they're not good enough defending the pass. And we'll all say, well, listen, their pass rush is supposedly a strength here. But I wonder if people figure out, like, listen, we can max protect this thing. We keep backs in. We'll chip guys. If you can't cover on the back end and then Micah is having to fight double teams all day,
it's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a long day. I think teams are built to throw the football more than they are built to run the football. I think teams are, it's very rare that you have a team, and I said this earlier today, it's very, very rare that you have a team that is that committed to running the football. There's some teams, I mean, you saw what the Saints did to you last year doing it. You saw what the Lions did to you last year. You know, the Ravens. But you get a team. I don't think teams are so patient to run the football like they once were. And so I worry about teams just saying, listen, we'll figure out ways to block Micah Parsons and go one-on-one with everybody else and make you have to cover our good guys with your secondary.
Oh yeah, that's a real threat. That's a real threat.
So I do worry about the run, don't get me wrong. I do worry about teams going to what they do best, and that's throwing the football. Because not every team's committed to running the football like you need to beat Dallas. If you really want to beat Dallas, just be committed like Buffalo was that one time.
Yeah.
You know? Just be that committed to it. And you can, but Buffalo has a good offensive line and a good running game. Not every team has that.
Yeah.
But they have the ability. They might have two receivers, maybe one receiver and a tight end and a quarterback that can throw it pretty well.
Yeah, but you're going to get on tape real quick whether or not you can stop that run. Because night one in Philadelphia,
but sure,
Saquon Barkley is going to be ready to go for $150+ on you.
Yeah,
and now it's all out there.
And then the next week, the Giants trying to run the ball, and they can't. But they've got
Hey, don't you doubt my Scatabu, all right?
Yeah.
Scatabu's going to be running through people's faces.
I got you, man.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. We are 2 hours down, 2.5 to go. What's in store, Chief?
Got a little hodgepodge for you. Sad injury to announce. We have a brand new sports left to assess, and there's no way I'm making this Mavs trade. That's next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.